So today's message is a little bit late. It's supposed to happen on Friday night. Let me tell y'all, I was tired and I was sleepy. I had community service the next day and I was going to do everything in my mind right to get this message to y'all today. Let y'all know how, you know, I keep this schedule and it's just, you know, it's flawless now. We done got this momentum going. We ready and we pursuing the bar with everything we got. But you know what? Sometimes you get this feeling. It's called being fatigued, exhausted. And you know, when you keep trying to push yourself till the wheels fall off. You ever heard that saying, you know, it gets me from point A to point B to justify why something that's broke, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it's just like that with bar prep. It's going to come a point where your butt is running on fumes. Fumes, I'll tell you. And there is nothing in the world that is going to help you reset and get that momentum going like taking a much needed break. And sometimes you got to get forced. Like, I went to community service today. I had a whole schedule set. I was going to have some me time. Then I was going to jump into the workout with the gym. Then I was going to jump into, you know, studying. God said, girl, you were too tired to get back on this road. And I listened. I sure did. Because what I'm not about to do is burn myself out before the bar. Okay? I want to get the fullness of my energy, the fullness of my preparedness, and the fullness of my education. And I cannot, will not, shall not study for the bar on fumes. Okay, I don't know how some of these folks do it. I mean, you know, hats off to you because you did it past the bar, kicked it out the park. But I'm telling you, from the 25-year-old Nina, the one who's trying to be a, you know, trying to be in my career, you know, I don't want to start off exhausted just from studying for the bar. I just don't. And you will be exhausted. I mean, it runs your life. It's bar prep, workout, because you need to do some. And it's not much else. You know, you sleep, you do it all over again. And you just keep doing it until the exam. And then you just hope that everything you did pay off. Well, you know what? If that's the case, somewhere in there, you need to take a break. And I'm not saying, you know, you get one or two days, allot yourself a certain, like, your body will tell you when it's exhausted. Just like when you're at the gym and you're lifting a set and your body says, I am not picking up this next set. And you like, no, I'm going to pick it up. And your whole arm give out. It's just like that when you're studying for the bar. It's no reason to push that muscle past exhaustion unless you know. You know you're not going to give out. And you don't know that. Don't nobody have any security. Life is too stressful enough than to be making yourself run ragged from the bar. Okay? You got to find some work-life balance. You got to find the time to do the things that you also used to love. Like today, when I got my community service done, I felt good. And you know what I stopped doing the bar for? To be present with my mentee. In my mentorship initiative that I already do. But I haven't seen my mentee in a little while because I've been under a rock studying for the bar. You got to remember, there are things in your life that you are passionate about. Don't forsake them for the bar. You can't get that time back. You can't get that free moment that you had back. Okay? People value the time you spend with them no matter how big or small. You just never know how much time you have with the people you love. And the people that love you. So, I'm just going to tell you, man. It ain't just exhaustion. It's a point when you've been studying so much, your body says, come on, man, let's take a break. And you ain't gave yourself one. Just give yourself a break. You know, enjoy it. And don't go feeling guilty because you done taken a day off or you done wasted a whole day. It wasn't a waste. It was a productive use of your energy so that you can redistribute it for the better. So, thank you for listening. Remember, you're going to get fatigued. Go have some fun. Enjoy the heck out of it. And don't feel guilty about it later, Lord. Thank you for listening. This is Nina talking about Barbara.